It's a unique situation. The square, you know, the courthouse has been there for 145 years, and it was time, you know, to go move on. So the powers to be in the county decided to build the new courthouse where the existing courthouse is right now. So probably in the long run, it's the best thing to do.
And
so we had the barricades up, and from day one, you know, I told Randall Crocker, my friend who's the chairman of the Franklin County Board, that, you know, my number one concern is Mike, you know, merchants on the square. So we've worked on a daily basis to make sure that, that there's access to the outside of the square for the merchants, and the inside of the square is going to be barricaded off for construction. So we're just moving on, and things are going well.
All right, so how long do you think this is going to affect the square, do we know?
Probably 2 years, you know, the best part of 2 years. You know, they're going to knock the courthouse down supposedly in 8 to 10 days, so which is amazing to me.
Yeah.
And then clear it out, clear it out, and then start the construction, and hopefully by the fall or early winter of 2021, we'll be in operation.
But you've done everything you can to make sure that people have good access to your businesses. That's the part. When you talk about 2 years, that's got to be very important right now for you to make sure that gets done.
Definitely. We have public parking. You know, there's a pretty cool situation in Benton. We have the Franklin County Courthouse. We have the United States Federal Court System. And we have the Franklin County Jail. And, you know, daily this operates. So you have to be alert to what's going on, and there's a flow of people coming in, a flow of people leaving in the evening. So we've kind of got our ducks in a row, and we know what we're doing. But as being a mayor of Benton, the important part of being the mayor is the economy, and the economy is driven by the square and the workers on the square. So, you know, we're really excited, and I think they are too.
So last time you and I spoke, we spent a bit of time talking about the effects on revenue. I mean, that's what we're talking about with the businesses. More important than ever to facilitate their hours and customers and coming and going. Do you have a better grasp of what COVID-19 has cost you revenue-wise for your community?
It's cost us a lot. You know, I mean, as far as the dollar amount, I mean, there's all kinds of figures floating around out there, but Tom, the pandemic is really, really serious, and you and I, you know, have friends that had COVID right now, and they're hospitalized, I'm just hoping our citizens take it seriously, and I know yesterday the governor announced it's going to be pretty much a mandatory, even though he announced before it's going to be a very mandatory situation wearing masks. Masking is very important.
And you have been. You've been encouraging people, including in recent city council, saying, and I thought this was interesting because you look at, oddly enough, I still think I'm a Boy Scout because I took the Boy Scout oath, right?
Yeah.
So, and I was like, you know, nobody let me out of that. And you talk about this in a recent city council meeting, says, you know, that we all swore, you know, to help our community, and that's what we're going to do.
Exactly. I took the oath to protect and serve the citizens of Benton, and you know, my wife and I are both pharmacists, and we've got 90 years experience between us, and we've studied viruses and flus and all kinds of situations of illnesses, and I have to say that this present situation is the worst we've ever seen in our career.
Let's go back to money just a couple of moments. On March 27th, assistance was approved in Washington, D.C. for counties and municipalities. Benton, I thought I had this right here by me. There it is, Benton. $292,360 has been allocated from cure funds for Benton, but not a dollar's been disseminated yet. I keep thinking that, you know, they keep talking about how quick we need to respond quicker. But this was okayed in Washington March 27th, and still nothing here in Southern Illinois or across the state. I keep thinking we should be able to go across the finish line on this.
Yeah, we haven't seen one penny yet. And, you know, I guess I'm old school. And until that money gets into our bank account, you know, it doesn't mean one thing. You know, so the allocations and all the talk and rhetoric that goes on from Washington, D.C. to Benton, Illinois, has fallen through the cracks. You know, we just have not received any money yet, and we actually need the money, you know.
Right. Now, we talked about money, but how do you kind of define the temperature of Benton right now in the response? We've seen us go through different phases, and when I say that, I'm not talking about the phase one and phase two and all that stuff. I'm talking about the way the communities reacted. And you and I have talked about this a couple times. There was fear. There's some skepticism. We've come to a new place. I think it was seeing some of the restaurants open and then say, now we're going to close again. And we see the test numbers up. And then, you know, there are two deaths in Southern Illinois from yesterday. I mean, how do you kind of define the citizens' response to COVID-19? How are they reacting?
Well, not well. You know, I mean, people are getting tired. Just, you know, they mowed their lawns, they painted their houses, they've done. And Benton looks better than it ever has looked as far as physically looking at it. But what I'm preaching to people is, you know, do not congregate. I mean, that's the biggest problem. And Dr. Burke said something yesterday, which was really, you know, went right to my heart. It said that, you know, we shouldn't be worried that much about individuals anymore. We should be concerned about events. So anytime you get people congregating in a large area, whether it's sports or whatever, I mean, it's presenting a problem, you know, and it's spreading the virus. So we're going to have to be very alert to that. People's attitude right now is that really they're tired of just not going on vacation and not doing the thing they've normally done their whole lifetime. So I would say that the general consensus is that people are just getting worn down by this pandemic.
And I think worn down, I think, is worn to a nub.
Yes.
Would be the old colloquialism or euphemism in this particular case, and I've sensed it too.
So you and I have to be cheerleaders, don't we?
Well, we're going to have to, you know, move forward and try to stay sane and help our friends do the same. You know, like I said, Fred and I both have a close associate who is struggling on day 8 of their infection, COVID-19, and probably got it on the job. At least that's their thoughts. And, you know, hoping for the best when it comes to, you know, the outcomes. And but see, you see that you read about Pinckneyville Nursing Home. They got 5 staff, 15 residents, and then they go on to say most aren't showing symptoms. I mean, it all depends on who you are at this point. You know, before I let you go, you talked about the Benton Courthouse. Help me out on this. I know you're not in charge of the Historical Society, but there were some items taken down post-George Floyd about the execution of Charlie Berger at the old courthouse, right? Or the Historical Society.
Yes. Bob Ray is the kind of the leader into the jail museum, and he elected to take down the hanging noose and the gallows, you know. If people knew the history of Charlie Berger, it has nothing to do with the situation of you know, the Floyd situation.
Right.
So,
yeah, Charlie Berger really wasn't a race issue.
No, not at all. Oh, gosh.
There's money and liquor, but there was some, of course, Klan activity at that same time. And so you've got that all thrown in the mash, too. But the hanging wasn't anything involving race, and we put that away there as well. I mean, when you look forward, what's your hope? What do you hope to be able to accomplish that you can't accomplish as mayor when it comes to leadership and financial aspects of COVID-19 and keeping Benton moving forward? We've got these cure funds that are on the horizon, but the horizon keeps getting pushed back, apparently. Jay Carr will meet again 1 week from today, Fred, to discuss the rules for disseminating that money. So we hope they can get that done. What's your other hope?
As mayor, I've been beating on the doors of Mike Boss and Dirk and you know, just our local leaders. I mean, they hear from me weekly, you know, about infrastructure money, about structure with the, you know, coronavirus. And I have to say, everybody I've talked with, the politicians that I've known for years, have been very, very good and very helpful, and they're in tune of you know, what I'm asking and what the other mayors are asking for. So, you know, I feel confident we're going to get the money, Tom. I feel good about that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the issue we have to watch are the rules for the dissemination of the money, because if the state of Illinois makes rules such that you're not able to spend it in all the areas you want, then you'll have to give it back to the state, is my understanding, and that's not the goal here.
Yeah, you know, we have to realize that we're still south of Peoria, so.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, it's just history, and you know, we just have to keep on swinging, and that's what I do every day. I've got a couple phone conferences today with a couple politicians that are strong in Congress, so. I'm in contact with them all the time, and they listen, and I have to say that they've been very, very in tune of what I've been asking for, and the rest of the mayor's been asking for.